And before we go on talking more about the book, Rising to the Challenge, the Transition Movement and People of Faith, before we talk more about that, I wanted to ask you something about your name. Is Rua the name you were born with? Because I think, isn't in Hebrew, isn't that breath?
Yes, it is breath, and no, I wasn't born with it.
Do you want to tell me who you were born as?
Well, the name I was born as, my father picked out of the blue because he was reading a book and he liked the protagonist in the book. It was Barbara. In Swedish, it sounded really good. I was born in Sweden. It was Barbara, which sounds kind of nice. But my mother was Jewish. So my name was Barbara Swinnerfelt. So I had that Swedish connection, but I had no connection with my name to anything in my family, ancestors. I had no connection to the name. It didn't mean anything to me. It's even spelt differently than Barbara Streisand, so I couldn't even get excited. So anyway, the name actually was kind of given to me in a ritual. It just came out of the blue. I really didn't know what it meant. I then kind of found out what it meant, and I sat with it for a year. And it was at an FGC gathering where I was in kind of a singing workshop and people were singing their names into the center and people were singing it back. And I sang in Rua, and that was it at that point. So it was 1994. And it felt like once I learned what it was about, it felt really connected to my Jewish side of the family.
Do you mean you chose Rua, or Rua was given to you before you realized fully what it meant in Hebrew?
I knew nothing what it, I didn't know, I'd never heard it before.
That's remarkable because Sandra, my wife, that's legally now her middle name as of our marriage. She has a first name that came to her and in her child work that she was doing. She heard this, and she had a therapist at that time who was a former Catholic priest, by the way. The name that came to her in this kind of visioning stuff was Aletheia. And when she told her counselor, Aletheia, his response was to laugh. And he says, well, you know, in Greek, which he knew because he had been a Catholic priest and studied the scriptures in the original, he said, Aletheia means truth. And it's like, oh my goodness. So Rua, did you get knocked over by a feather when you found out what it meant?
No, I didn't. I just accepted it. It just seemed like the right thing. It just took me a while because it seemed different. And this is a little aside, but I had kind of changed my name periodically to different things because I didn't feel connected. You know, I was still legally Barbara, but I changed here and there. So when I changed to Rua, my father said, I'm just going to call you daughter. It just threw him for a loop.